Say they won't say Roger. Say they won't say Roger. But you can't copy. That's it. A little less the chatter.
Okay, Viola, he asked you a question. You want to answer now, and you answer now, okay? Hurry up.
Viola, will you say something?
I was trying to remember the question they asked, honey.
God damn it, Viola, say something.
Get the fucking gun.
Viola,
say something.
Some of your best virtues to me is that you sacrifice your life for us night and day, and the examples that you show us night and day.
Drunk because of, excuse me, I'm sorry. Not only my blood pressure above that point, which he said at any second you could have a stroke, but it's very narrow, which means it is putting all kinds of pressure on me. So now let's just answer quickly. Whoever comes up, please. Take it from me, loves. You better lose your weight, too, so you don't... Well, then I don't know why they wouldn't have had blood pressure problems going through this kind of shit. It's a wonder I'm alive. I don't mean you, dear. I mean all these miserable ass people and their white knights. And it's too much. I got a human body, but most people don't seem to recognize it. You remember anything tonight that stood out that maybe where I showed my character? I'm telling you, I'll never put that liquor in, whatever that was. I didn't know good for my blood pressure. It may, this is the kind of shit, don't make these kind of medical recommendations. I don't believe that's her fault either. I don't believe in giving guilt to people. I think this is a surgeon in Ryzen. Somebody will do some research after what it does to have too much liquor and then what effect it has on the blood pressure thereafter.
Everybody wake up.
Shift. Hell, they've been young ones asleep for an hour.
Wake up.
2 hours.
Can you remember something on the something you said tonight? All night long.
The lost 3.5 hours, but we lost nearly 4 hours of production today. If we had good news, it'd be bad. It'll be bad because we're going to have to lose more production. This way it is, we'll have to rest. We just got to. You can look at these bodies and see it. And you're just holding us up. Why can't you get this case over with?
Dad,
Not that you're going to hold a meeting. We got to hear from what they say. Do you remember anything I said all night? For Christ's sakes, Mary, don't you think you'll go to bed, Mary Walker? I really wonder, honey. You rest and get some rest, sweetie. I've mentioned out 2 or 3 times and.
I had to push him to do it.
Bates, I think you ought to, too.
Anybody else? Nurses, go around and take a look.
Judy, you've been pretty good at observing that. And Sharon, would you? You want to say something before you go? You want to say something? Then you look around here. You were one I freed to rest, too, my dear.
Yes, Father.
Oh.
I was just going to comment on something that's already been said.
What was it?
That she was the one that made a comment to me that she wanted to get out of the medical department. And we had a counseling session with Mother. And Mother came out and asked her, would you like out or in? And she said she wanted out.
Why did she want out? Sister said you said because white people take them in black people's places.
Dad, I wanted to answer that because that wasn't true what Shirley said, because there was only one black person working in the medical department at that time, Shirley, so that couldn't have been true.
She just made it up out of her mind, huh?
What does that have to do with the price of onions? You got out of the medical office.
That's a good point. What does it do with the price of onions? I know some folk who want to use color as a cop-out. If there wasn't no black person there, they'd say somebody that was white was black. Vice versa.
Right then.
Nobody. You have a skill, and you got out of there. You got out of there, and you had a skill.
He asked why.
And that's the important thing. You could have stayed, because Dad stays all the time. He stays in here all the time, and he puts up with people like.
In fact, man, I compliment this woman on her work. It's a bunch of bullshit. Right. Larry, Dr. Shack complimented her.
Dad, the only reason I asked that then because I don't know. I just felt pressured and my thyroid.
You're pressured in your thyroid what?
They were bothering me a lot then.
Thyroid. She had thyroid problems?
I have overactive thyroid.
Okay. She says she got overactive thyroid. It's like pulling teeth. I ain't no more than pulling. Go ahead.
Dad, when I was in the kitchen, we were discussing, she was on snacks and she had a thyroid problem, so I know that this exists.
All right, thank you.
Dad, like, she didn't take on no responsibility in the States either, because, when she could have had a chance, you know, to get this swap meet thing together, like, she would go out to Berkeley over this man's house, and he brought us a cut of TV and all this stuff in commune, and she was taking trips to L.A. and all this, you know, going to weddings and all this stuff. That's why I got all
hospital. Going to what?
I'm going to weddings in L.A.
Man over in the bay and got a color TV. Is any of that true?
Yes, I did.
Why don't you take some points from that girl? You ought to strengthen that girl. You ought to be glad you got one daughter.
You know, you're so ready to defend yourself, but when you can say one thing to end this whole thing, you can't think of one thing about his virtue. But you can think of stuff happening in Los Angeles and Berkeley and every place else. And I wish the fuck you say something so you can get done with this shit. Go through this every fucking night with somebody new.
They never learn. The defensiveness goes on and on.
They can remember things 6,000 miles away, but they can't remember something happened right here. What? Can you say of what he said tonight that's virtuous? God damn!
I thought I answered that, Johnny.
No, you did not. He said, what did he say tonight that was that would show his virtue?
My character.
His character.
Yeah, I just mentioned that if you don't know understand the word. Hell, I give you all kinds of examples. Little things. The way the things I think of. What my actions, almost spontaneous, and some very spontaneous. Reviewing my conscience when I'm thinking about. Even when I was drinking. Hell, you could see character all over the place. You're looking for it. If you can realize it.
Yes, I remember you saying, like, when you had a drink, you said, don't drink, for God's sake, don't drink.
Drink, for God's sake, don't drink. That's good. I'm glad you remember that.
What do you say about what he's gone through for the car? Don't give
it up yet. He had to go through.
While I was in the tranquil point of it, which didn't last long, a whole lot of message there about drinking. Anybody else had as much liquor, been drunk till the morning? At least they'd have got till the morning before they had the hangover. And I said something right in the middle of the best feeling of it.
Dad, you also said you had to go through sexual intercourse that you didn't want to, for to help save this cause.
Is that the first time you heard me say that?
No, Dad.
Very impressed, Viola, and you've got a lot of hostilities that you need to get free of. Left the nursing department, whatever the hell reason you left the nursing department, I don't understand it. And thyroid can be used as an excuse too, because I know people here with thyroid problems that keep right on.
Dad, I was trying to integrate the protocol, because only at this point Lisa is doing it, and I asked if Viola would do it also, and she said she did have the time during the day, and she did it a few times, and then she just didn't follow through with it at all.
Yes.
Dad, she's talking about that she couldn't think when she says that she couldn't think because she's under pressure. I think that she should stop and think what she's saying first, and think of the pressure that you're going through right now when we in this white night.
You're the one of my darlings, Tammy. What the hell? How the hell you got two wonderful daughters? Oh, well, shit. Can anybody tell me? Can tell me something? While I was drunk, it showed my character. Just right quick, about having to do with liquor only. Having to do with liquor only. Jerry. That's right. I felt very guilty because I was feeling a little tranquil, and you had nothing to drink. You people need to be sensitive to this shit. Not that I give a damn whether you appreciate me, but that you can develop the kind of concern that I have for others.
She knows all the answers, too.
Be grateful you have them. What's that?
To eat a bite of food to counteract what was happening to you. You thought a starving baby.
Yeah, and when I was vomiting, it didn't take me any time to get my mind off of that, as I recall, because I also thought of the pain that babies were having with starving feelings in their stomach. The pains and the mother watching them. A lot of you wouldn't nurse all your aches and pains if you'd think more about other people. I didn't want to drink anymore because it would dull my senses. And you never saw me forget anything that was important, even though I was seeing fuzzy-eyed and feeling lightheaded and all the beautiful aspects that, believe me, do go away. They do go away. Where's she at? I ain't getting no better. Where's the sphygmomanometer? Is there any feedback there? They must have some feedback, because I hear them talking. Any little feedback would help me. I worry the shit out about these people here. I don't give a goddamn, but any little feedback. You could run a little of this shit time and time. You people need to think of how your father operates and know that I've heard her talk now for 10, 15 minutes. They must have said something other than Roger, Roger. Because I heard her just say, what did he say? What else did he say? I think I heard her say. Repeat, what? Shift again, please.
Okay.
What are you going to do if they come in here tonight?
Were you speaking to me, Dad?
No, I was speaking to your mother.
I would fight, Dad.
Julie, why don't you go rest? Berkeley. Go and rest there. The medical people look through, do what I told you to. I what do you have?
Being on the line, my dears.
We haven't been on the line that much.
Security is well posted around the
area. Do not go out or in.
We need to have security.
Alternation for the
long range
weapons. Siege, it looks like. What I want to know, the motherfucker, what Shirley, what the Soviet Union would say. Can they get us some, these pricks, I don't know, these pricks, these bureaucratic pricks here. No need to be no security shift tonight. This place will be running around until announcement of the morning. There'll be no 4 a.m. security. These people will be marching around through here with guns, night and day. There's an extreme amount of pain for your information in this arm up through into here. Watch them from holding those on people too long.
Yes, yes, yeah.
All right. I'll use a pill. I'll get to bed in here. We'll take that blue one. Kellen Young, Mary Rogers, Sr., Jesse Johnson, Marshall Ferris, Tommy Keaton. Bed. Shift again. Shift around, love. Haven't got enough information in to know what the law of tomorrow. What is the major? What's the? Esther, go to bed. About the cause. What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do if they come in, dear?
I would fight if they came in.
That's satisfactory. Go on to the place.
And Dad, I'd also like to.
I'd also like to
say that I'm sorry for taking up your time, and I'm gonna work harder, and I'm gonna also listen more.
Thank you. It could be well that all of us did that. Thank you. Shift again, please. You're a Moses, please. Go to sleep. Tomorrow may find us around the circle. If the news does not pick up better, we may have to go with cutlasses in hand and weapons to protect our fields. That's how bad the news is at this particular point. We must refuse. Take down the secretaries here. You just go to bed in case there's a pregnancy. Babies don't ask whether there's white knights or not. You too. Anybody else? Annie, you can take the blood pressure. Where's Annie? You two must go to bed.
Christine Miller. out in the cottages, and we didn't hear you. Someone just alerted us.
The radio wasn't on when the alert came.
No.
Oh, Christ. Let's get that fixed. Somebody can fix that now, one of you in security, you know? Thank you. We got to have communications. Because we're into war. It's on the... when were you out there last, Rube? Ruby? 7:30 it was on then. It's out in the cottages, she says. Somebody go check it. And he's going to check it. He's checking. And tell security to check it, too. All right, down we go to strategy. We're going to have to face it. It's at this late hour. We're going to have to face it till all this gets in. We may pick it up in the morning. What do we do if the government has been taken over by fascists, which is a possibility tonight? The fascists are in control. What do we
do? I think we'll fight and stand firm.
Fight and stand firm.
That's right.
I'd talk to you people. I'd appeal to you people to have a place back in that jungle. It won't be that long if we'd gone on. Till the nuclear war would have come, till the system would have fallen, then we could have defended ourselves if we were in that jungle. But we haven't learned enough about it. We fucked around. We haven't cleared that place out in the jungle. There's going to have to be a trusted crew that is going to have to work on that shit tomorrow. What are the emergency matters of crops that have to be attended to and what do not have to? And you people better get wax out of your ears. It's don't know news, don't know anything. Never learn, never listen. What surely somebody in this agriculture department can tell me what each of your departments, what kind of things are emergency pressing nature. I know we got 900 chickens coming tonight. Those have to be taken care of, obviously. Pigs and cows. What else?
We have nothing.
Please speak up. Nothing in the fields.
Come on, speak up, come on.
We got a lot of cabbage and a lot of greens. We could pick out the senior citizens' garden.
Come on, y'all speak.
I wouldn't want you to break your neck over concern out of your leader, which you need right now.
One person can handle the needs at the chicory.
Okay. You got Anderson there tonight, haven't you?
Nothing but in the garden. We were going to pick some greens in the morning.
We need the greens to eat. We'll have to eat tomorrow. I didn't hear you. I cannot hear that woman. Helen, I cannot hear you. Let Eva read it. Eva say it.
Down where?
Well, can we then form a crew to pick the greens of the seniors and we can get the greens so we have to eat? I guess we have to eat, certainly. Ma? I need to know who. It's a tight wartime security. The rest of us will gather here unless we're on the front lines, and we may be on the front lines. Who handles that sensitive gate tomorrow? I know. But by tomorrow, we gotta. Nobody comes in. Huh? Lee? Yeah, he's reasonable. He's fine. Lee's fine. Who else? Nobody here. There's just nobody here, that's all. The road is blocked. The the hydraulic. We gotta put the bulldozer out there. Is anything put out there? Put the fucking crane out there then. Put it out there. I gotta know every person, everything's gotta be written up to me, where they are gonna be, what they're gonna be. Everything's gotta be written up to where they're gonna be, who's gonna be where, and what they're gonna be doing.
We're supposed to pick bananas tomorrow, Dad. We can hold it off for a day if it's necessary.
The bananas will then be spoiling after that. Is that what you're saying? We'll lose them after that?
Well, they can get overripe on a tree, and it's possible that the birds and the bats get them in the evening.
Say again, the birds and what?
The bats. The bats eat bananas also. Mm-hmm.
I know. It's good. How many does that require?
I think, let's see, we're picking at the head of the road tomorrow. Take four people. But what we do is we go to the front gate and pick in towards Jonestown.
I want to know the four.
Versi.
Go to the list.
Okay.
Okay, well, go ahead. Well, give me. Go ahead. Go ahead. Versi, that's fine.
Versi Perkins and Rose Ruggiero, myself, and... Gary Tyler.
Fine. Don't ever help a supervisor make a selection. Don't ever do that. Don't ever make it. Don't make that mistake again.
If we're going to bring them in, we'll need it. Otherwise, we won't need it. We'll just drop them off at the road. We can pick them in next time a tractor comes in.
We'll have to bring them in.
Okay.
Same thing. They can still destroy them.
We cover them with banana leaves.
Well, what's the problem? You got to go to the gate anyway. Why not bring them in? Yes, I see.
We were spraying the rice in the burn area. And I think we need about three or four more tanks to complete that. Also, we were spraying the senior citizen vegetables from the cottages in.
Who?
Mike Lund is the only one I have now who was spraying. So that would be the one who would be spraying tomorrow.
But he's within the parameters of this central city.
The rice is out on the edge there. I think Jan can tell you exactly where it is.
In the burn area behind the cottages.
Oh, we walked up. Oh, and the rice, yeah, I see that area, yeah. Okay, security with him out there. One person is not safe, no matter who.
Okay, is there anything else significant right now?
Cut it and cover it as well as you know as possible. After you get it back out, you know what I'm talking about? When you get the thing worked in, then you come back out and cover the son of a bitch as much as possible.
Okay, stand by a second. Come on.